The last section I want to do is Billy Peoples' recounting of what he did on a Saturday, more or less Saturday morning, and what he did early Saturday evening. George and Sydney are mentioned in the beginning of this very briefly. So when George, he cut out on me, I goes over to Sydney and see if he want to go down to the bar light and shoot some pool, you know. But Sydney's sister, she come to the door and she stand there blocking it, and she won't even let me talk to the cat. She say, Sydney, he working on the books and he going to be at it for like the whole day. I tell her I just want to be speaking with him for like a minute or two. And she say he working too hard even for that. You know what I think in dogs? I think in Sydney he jiving everybody. And he probably sitting back in some small room high as you please. Then that woman, she put her hand on her hip like, and she say to me that Sydney, he going to be himself a fireman. And so what am I going to make of myself? So I say to her, if in Sydney he make it all the way to being a fireman, I go around and I make his first fire for him. And then I cuts quick like. So I ends up going down to the bar like lone. And they only a few cats in there. Half of them is still sailing long from the night before, and half is just starting to get going for the rest of the weekend. I gets me a beer and goes to the back where two cats is shooting pool, and right away I see that one of the cats is the man I used to work the jewelry stores with. He seen me and he put up his cue and he come over to me. Baby, he say, where you been? Around, I tell him. You still in business, he say. No, I tell him, I got me a job. And that when he start to laugh at me. And when he get together, he asked me what kind of job I got. And when I tell him I specimen supervisor, he say it sound to him like I a cat who going places, all right. I tell him he got the idea, and then he put his arm round my shoulder and he walked me to the bar and he buy me a few shots, you know. And when we get to talking, he say to me, Billy baby, you the best cat I ever worked with. How many others you work with, I ask. Six, seven, he say. But we only made it once. It ain't like it was when you didn't have no straight job, you know. But I don't take his lead, man. And I tell him again, I out of the business. Sure, baby, he say. A cat is smart to get out when he can't do it no more. What you mean with can't do it no more, I say to him. I could walk me into a store and talk a cat into a corner so fast, man, he never know what hit him. That when he tell me that what he like to hear. And then he say he know just the place over on Lenox Avenue. He say they a cat over there who got himself a whole mess of watches in an open case. And all he need me to do is talk the man outside of the store. I tell him again that I ain't in the business, you know. But he ain't taking no for an answer. And after he buy me a few more shots, we take off for the store. Now, working a store, dogs, it a very simple thing, you know. I goes in and starts to look round for a few minutes. And then I takes me out my roll and counts it so the man can get himself an eyeful. And then I goes to the front window and starts to look over what he got there. Then I counts my money and starts for the door. That when the cat he bite, all right. He say something like, need some help? And of course, he seen my bread. So he know I want to buy something, and I ain't going to rob him or nothing. Yeah, I say to the men, there's some kind of ring way over in the corner there, and I can't make it out from here. And when I opens the door and goes outside to have a look, he follow me like maybe he on a string I pullin'. Well, in my job to keep the cat out there for like a minute or two, while my man, he slip himself in there and put as much in his pockets as he can carry. When he cut out and I see he clear, I just says to the cat, thanks, man, but I got to be getting along. The whole thing, it worked only if I good at keeping the man to myself. And I very good at that, all right. Well, I meet my man back at the bar, and he counting over the watches, and I see that he hit the man for about 20 good watches, and like 6, 8 of the ones that don't bring nothing. He count out about 10 of the good ones for me, and he tell me they maybe bring me like a couple of $100. But I tell him I don't want them. And he say to me like I'm making a big mistake, you know, not being in the business no more. So he take them watches and he put them back in his jacket and he cut out. So what the hell am I going to do with 10 watches anyway? Now the lab, it all clean up. And I was just thinking in there what I'd done on Saturday night. I don't think I could tell no one what I'd done Saturday night. If and I did, and if they be thinking I dig that kind of boo, they like to laugh me right off the street. Saturday, it a fine warm day for November, you know. And the sky, it all clear. And the air, it feel good to me. And long about 5 or 5:30, I gets me a couple of six packs, and I goes up to the roof of the building and sits me down in the corner like, and I don't do nothing for a long time except watch the sky get dark, and I sees the stars come out, and then the moon, it come up over the buildings, and it just hang there for a while, all yellow. And it a pretty sight, dogs, a pretty sight. Every now and again I goes up there and nobody he know about it. And I don't do nothing important up there, like maybe think big things is going to happen to me. That a lot of boo. I just watches things get theyselves set for the night. And when the sky ain't got nothing left in it to watch, I looks over the edge, and I watch what the peoples in the street they doing with their evening. I seen me lots of things from up there, dogs. Everything from a couple of stick-ups in the street to a time where in one apartment across the way, I see two cats kissing each other. But when I up there, it don't matter to me what the peoples they be doing. Seem to me that they can be doing whatever it is they feels like doing, and it ain't no business of mine. Sometimes when I up there, I get to thinking about you cats in here and about the school, and I make sure one thing when I up there, I don't never decide nothing for myself when I up there. I try that a couple of times, and I think I got everything figured out. And when I come down from the roof, things they ain't the way I imagined them when I up there. After that happened a couple of times, I cut out deciding things for myself when I'm on the roof. All I do now is just sit round and watch the peoples doing what they feels like. I tell you, things, they work themselves out that way. Thank you.